Would you like to know more? Would you like to know more?
Welcome to Warmaster Podcast, episode 163 with Paul and Barry.
Hello, listeners.
It's I think it's our first in-person, non-YouTube podcast in a long, long time.
Oh, there you go. Lucky me.
Lucky you. We don't have the little fucking dictaphone anymore.
Nah, that's gone.
We have a Yeti Blue.
Yeah.
Although Paul's late recent recording on his iPhone turned out to be very good.
Yeah, we'll just use the iPhone from now on. Like,
Mr. Steve Jobs.
Don't need this stuff anymore.
Well, I mean, you saved yourself £100 on a mic.
Yeah, just use the iPhone. Yeah, that was a free app I downloaded.
HD recorder or something?
Yeah, just free app and did the job.
Did the job. Right, so we're going to talk about a few little things that are going on in the world. We're going to talk about what we've been playing this year. Although this year's been a bit of a fucking disaster with one thing and another.
Oh.
It's not been a normal year, has it? And it's...
I suppose not. Yeah. Ever since lockdown 3 ended, I suppose, that's when the year really started for things. Yeah.
I mean, I've been talking to the Grumpkins and the Snarks up in the north.
Uh-huh.
And some of them are a bit old and some of them have got like immunosuppressed shit, but they're already talking about bunkering down for winter, like going hibernating.
Why?
That's the message they're being given.
What, so they can extend their miserable lives to this?
Well, one of them, my younger sister, so she's fairly safe to extend her life, I guess.
Right. So she wants to hibernate for winter.
Well, I guess that's what we've been told to do, isn't it? Bizarrely.
Who's telling me they do?
No, not you, sir. Not you. But, anyway, so what I'm trying to say, it's been a bit of a fucking wanky old year, for sure.
Uh-huh, yeah.
In non-friendly terms. And I looked at trying to do something in Europe, and yet, even though we have no red list now, anybody in the world is welcome here.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, in Leperland, we're not allowed anywhere.
Oh. Is that the rule? I mean, I obviously haven't looked.
No, there's no point in looking at it. I mean, you can if you want to jump. But if you're going for a weekend, you're not going to want to be doing PCR tests both ways and stuff, because that really is going to make a weekend in Bruno crazy expensive.
Right, okay.
It's not really feasible, is it?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't looked into it. But if you just needed to do a test there and a test on the way back, is that what you need to do?
Well, it depends which kind of test as well. And then
Anyway,
so hopefully... Paul, in Nurseland, when are you expecting this to all blow over?
March.
And then it'll be done?
Well, I mean...
You heard it here first,
we've already got winter pressures on. Yeah, we're recording this in the start of November. So we've had winter pressures already, or started. They won't let off until, like, March.
No, so I think it's sensible to try and look at doing UK stuff.
Anything
bigger than that's international stuff's probably a bit...
Well, I don't know. I mean, I can speak about international because I haven't looked into it. But, there's plenty of... The UK scene is happening. So, we don't care, do we, anymore?
I do often wonder how we're perceived by the rest of Europe.
Yeah, but I mean, yesterday I had my third booster and flu vaccine jab. Because I get it, because I'm a healthcare worker. There you go. I was unwell... That evening, 12 hours later, that evening I was unwell, but I woke up fine. Okay. There you go. I mean, it doesn't, like, now my immunity is what? Like, high 90s or something? You know, it's like, yeah.
As good as it's going to be.
As good as it's going to be, yeah. So, nobody cares anymore.
Okay, so we're going to play a game after this, but it's not going to be on camera. It's kind of like the olden days, I guess. We didn't used to play games on camera.
Uh-huh.
One thing we need to talk about is you put up a recording of a game that Sherwin played against the man who would be King Paul.
And
you re-recorded your audio.
Warmaster, like, battle reports are like an issue because you can't really tell what's going on.
You can't fucking see anything. I've tried to do it, but unless you've got handheld cameras,
So,
and then you can't do that in a competitive environment. We could do that when we're playing at home, but we can't do it in
what we did with this is it salvaged most of the recording of the fifth round. Because sadly, because no one was available to be there the whole time, because somebody had to go up north.
For the Grimkins and Snarks.
Then the computers kept failing. They basically timed themselves out is the issue. Anyway, it got most of the fifth game, and I recorded the commentary of it with Sherwin, which was enjoyable to do. And looking back on it, that is the best way, I think, to do a War Master Battle Report, is to play the game on camera. Then you go back and record commentary, ideally with both players, and they talk about what they were doing at the time.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be feasible in tournaments.
Not in a tournament, but like...
So my idea was going to be, you have the video the best we can do, like top down, maybe some information of break and stuff on the side, but we have a booth where we commentate over the game.
Yeah, that would be...
Because there's no point trying to record the table.
Yeah, like pundits. Yeah, exactly. That would be cool.
Because, and then that's there's no extra 3 hours needed for each game post to record. Yeah, re-record. Yeah.
So that would be really cool.
And you don't need to commentate over every second of the game.
Not going to. It's like, it's chat, isn't it? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. It's like, it's talking back over a game is a lot of time to fill. But having watched our product, I do think that is the best War Master Battle Report there is currently out there.
But what about the visuals? The audio, I'm not arguing with. The audio is that you couldn't get better audio than that, because you've got a player discussing the entire game with good quality audio, with no background noise.
I mean,
but what about the visuals?
No, the visuals are fine because it shows the game.
Well, can you see anything?
Well, yes. I mean, you certainly can when Sherwin is talking about it, or I'm talking about it. So, so here I'm moving my whatever's into this position here. And you see opposite them is those things there.
Right.
So it would have been better if I had Paul, the man who would be king, on mic as well.
Yeah.
But he doesn't live close, and it would be better. And this, and it would be better if it was done, or if it's done face to face, because then it's a lot more organic as a recording. But never mind. You know, like, as an attempt, and like, and what I wanted was to put out onto YouTube, in, you know, at least one game where you show this is the LGT, this is what it could be. There you go. Yeah, it was like, and I'm really happy with that. I was like, yeah, that's, as a pundit, someone on the outside, imagining myself as the outside looking in, that's exactly what a product I'd enjoy. Because you can understand everything that's going on because it's being explained to you.
Now, I have looked into that the only potential way to make the video better is to use 4K cameras.
Mm.
Because lots of people, like me especially, are you watching these things on 4K telly.
Yeah.
And what that does is it kind of makes each pixel 4 pixels, but it's the same pixel, so everything just becomes a bit blobby.
Yeah.
So in order to combat that, you have to use a 4K camera. But the problem with those is they take 1 gig a minute.
Yeah, they take
to
so
record.
So
that to edit and upload, it takes me about 5 hours to upload a video, one of those videos, to YouTube, and it takes me a long time to edit and encode them.
Yeah.
And to do that 4K, you'd probably have to upload for 2 or 3 days at a time.
Yeah.
And edit for fuck knows how long. I mean, my computer might not be able to handle a file.
Yeah, so like it might be beyond the limits that we can do. Yeah, I get it. If you did a sharper picture.
So it may seem
I think the picture's fine.
Well, you're probably not watching on a 4K telly. I think the 4K telly's really a big problem.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what people have got, these big fucking 60-inch 4K tellies.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, a large screen does help the small models because you can see more of it.
Well, you'd think so, but it doesn't.
Oh, okay. Well,
but anyway, so I know that a 4K camera isn't that much money, but I don't think it will solve the... Unless I give up work, which I kind of don't work.
You don't have work. You don't have a job.
But unless all I do is edit videos.
Yeah, that's fine.
Some YouTubers do that. That's what they do for a living, isn't it?
But that's then their own revenue. I'm not asking.
But I'm not interested in that.
Yeah, I'm not asking you.
So we'll do the best product we can. The audio, especially if you've been watching the songs ones where we've tried to record the audio live at events, it's just fucking awful.
No, exactly. I mean, like, and that, but that style of going back and doing some commentary on it is fun to do. It's fun to record it because you have a beer or two, you're chatting about something, it's not bad, not big, it's an enjoyable thing. And two, it's like, I think it does produce a good item, a good thing, personally. Yeah, cool. Happy.
But I've managed to salvage the TriWiz because my Facebook warrior Paul, who managed to get himself a ticket somehow, but not me.
Right. Yeah.
And it sold out before I even, because I'm not on Facebook. It wouldn't have mattered, would it, if it was a day or a week? But it sold out in like 20 minutes or fucking something.
Well, you should need to be in the know to know, Barry.
So luckily, I've salvaged something from that, and I'm gonna be doing video.
Yeah.
And we're also going to have, do you know the room behind where they do the scoring? So there's a main hall where everybody is, and then there's a room off that.
Yep. I know, yes.
So the top table is going to be in that room, so it'll be isolated a little bit for sound.
Okay.
And then I'm going to try and bring some kind of screening to kind of make it a bit better. So I think the sound is more important.
So it's
going to
be like
lighting.
A peep show for you.
Peach.
That's what you're describing to me.
If you like. It'll only be top table.
It's my private red booth, red light.
And it'll only be people who are willing to be contacted.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And I think that's in February or March.
March, yeah.
March, okay. Mm-hmm. So cool. So I managed to salvage something out of the... I can't salvage anything for the GT.
No, you're not allowed to play, but like you can at least...
Blaise me, sir. Yeah. Right, so the main thrust of today's episode is going to be talking about... I've been playing a little bit of Warmaster. A little bit, not a lot. I played more online than in real life. And you've been playing a bit of Warmaster?
Yeah, quite a bit. Yeah, quite like it. And I had a recent playtesting day for the LG, for the Winter Roller 22.
Which is still called Winter Roller 22.
Yeah, it's my name. It's my baby.
Your flag?
It's my flag. Yeah.
Okay, and that was good. I did pop down for the afternoon to play Mr. Gentleman Jim Beach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about that a bit later on. But we're going to talk about other game systems you've been playing and what you've been getting on with. Because you've got half the world involved in A Song of Fire and Ice at the moment.
Yeah, it's quite cool how that's like picked up, which is quite fun. Yeah, and it's as I say...
Although you've led people down a blind alley where there is no bastard stock. So it's like, well, here's a game system, yeah, come and play it. Play it with what?
Play it with nothing you can get hold of, yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm having to proxy a unit here, like literally, because I can't get hold of it. Yeah, but yeah, so we're talking about the Game of Thrones, the Song of Ice and Fire game, the 28mm scale by Simon. And yeah, it's cool. It's like it's a game system which has what, 8 factions in it now, and there are sub factions in it if you wanted them to be there, like Loyalty, Stannis, Baratheon, and Renly, that kind of thing. But it is a game system where there's 2 problem childs in it. The Night's Watch are overpowered, and the Mother of Dragons list is an overpowered list. But they have addressed them in an FAQ, the most serious issue about Night's Watch they've addressed. But I don't know when that FAQ is coming out.
Well, they've talked about they're going to address it, which is good. But as anybody who's kind of been involved with tournament games, yeah, in order to keep them up to date,
yes,
it can be quite painful for players. Yeah. There's no point making like card packs because they're out of date before you can ever get them to
Sadly
people.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I mean, to get a card pack out of it, I had to pay £20 to get them from Russia, and they'd have been out of date before they got here. But whatever.
Yeah.
Print your own cards. At least they're letting you do that.
I mean, I used to like, so War Machine, didn't it? Like, so sorry, Privacy Press used to do a print on demand service. So, like, on their website, you could order individual cards to be printed. I really liked that. I thought that was the best way to solve it. You know? So, when they would update things.
Right.
You could order individual cards from their website, and I was doing that. So you'd order it from the US, like, okay, I need that card, that card, that card, that card, boom, 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 goes in the mail, nice and cheap because it's no weight.
Right.
And I was using
that. How did you ever use that?
Well, I was using that service. It obviously stopped when they stopped doing cards. You know, like, they took that away because they just didn't do
You weren't just ordering replacement cards, these were like the new edition
cards. No, so say an update comes out and some things get updated, then you just replace out your cards with the current ones, as in with what you need. Because not everything gets updated, do they?
So when
I ordered in that, so that what I've got here is that Lannister pack there. Well, not every card that it replaced was different.
Yeah.
But to keep it simple, I just threw away my old cards and got the new ones.
Yeah.
You know, but a better way, if you could order on demand what you wanted, happy
Boom.
Days.
Yeah. Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And it'd be more environmentally friendly than throwing away thousands of cards.
Well, yeah, you just order what you want. You know, like,
I'm sure Greta Thunberg, if she found out about this, she'd be raging, mate. She would be
I mean,
an
example
office.
Here, so this list that I'm going to play you has got 3 units of Poor Fellows. Well, that card pack had 2 edition copies of each card. So I needed a third one. So yes. I had to print off one to be my third one. But if I could order it, I would have ordered 3 of them.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. It's an interesting game, and some of the real plus points, and apart from Guild Ball, I haven't seen this used anywhere else, is you buy a unit, so a unit maybe is 12 infantry or...
Well, it's not maybe, it is 12 infantry.
Okay, or 4 cavalry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or 6 or 7 or whatever, like independent heroes in a hero box.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So, and they're completely built and based.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's no hobby to it.
I mean, they're not one-piece miniatures.
No.
But they
are one-piece miniatures.
Well, no, they're not. Because they've been built.
Somebody's built them.
Yeah, somebody's clipped them off the sprue, glued them all together, and put them on the bases.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they come in a pack with like some kind of clamshell that stores them.
Yeah.
And they come
which some people use as their storage solution.
They do, because they all fit.
Yeah.
And then what you do is you say you go to the shop, you say, oh, I need a unit of whatever, foot knockers or what they're called. What are they called? Poor people.
Peasant fuckers. Poor fellows.
Poor fellows. Yeah. They will be poor fellows when they get fucking rimmed in a minute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But so you buy your unit of poor fellows, 12 men, pay your 25 quid or whatever. You open the box.
And they're ready to go.
Yeah, boom. Just sit on the table.
Yeah.
Now, back in the war machine
X-Wing
days.
X-Wing could do that, yeah.
Back in the war machine days, people used to, because there was stuff sold at conventions,
yeah.
And then they'd have to run back to the fucking room and build it.
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
And you'd see them fucking gluing, like, no tomorrow to use the new shit that's only just been released.
Yeah.
But here, it's just boom, there you go.
Yeah, that's, I mean, there's no lack of quality in it. Like, so I've been painting up Barry's Starks, which are older models, and you can see that they're older models. Like, they don't have as much detail on, but they look fine, I think. Like, but compared to their newer stuff, their newer stuff's a lot better.
Well, what are you going
to
do? Because they're releasing Lannisters and Starks, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
The world's full of old Lannisters.
Let's see what is in there.
See how much the shiny gold stuff attracts the Lannister coin.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I do like fancy. Yeah.
But that removes like virtually any barrier to entry.
Yeah.
If the stuff is... And not everybody paints stuff.
Yeah.
And everything's different
colour
plastic.
Yeah.
So you can tell your Starks are like grey, aren't they? Or something?
A grey horrible colour.
Mm-hmm. And your Lannisters are like a salmon pink.
Yep.
They're not red, are they?
Oh, whatever. It's
why could they not make them red?
So something I've done is the starter sets for this game system are very good value. Like, they are far cheaper than their components individually. Now, you could say, well, they set the prices, so that's whatever they like. But the starter sets are cheap. So I picked up from eBay the starter sets for each faction.
Just all eight factions?
Yeah. Because it's... Yeah, and then if someone's interested, there you go. Use that. Use that. And that is, again, how I've gotten this... How I've built this scene in our club is because... Tom's still using my stuff. Phil's using my
stuff. I've got your stuff still.
You've got
because you're
stuff.
Paying my stuff.
Yeah. So it's like, there you go. You just, I mean, I don't, I would, I like the IP enough that it's interesting me to use, yeah, I'd use them all at some point, but there's no pressure, there's no time frame.
Just to pitch how good value the starter sets are. So the starter sets, you get all the tokens.
It's not, they don't quite work out 40 points, but you do get tokens, dice,
terrain,
everything you need.
Everything you need. And...
Yeah.
So you get normally about four units
and
some characters and
four
stuff.
Four units, characters, yeah.
Okay, so I needed a second unit of veterans for the Night Watch.
Yeah.
And a single unit of veterans is 30 quid.
Yeah.
And the entire fucking box set is 50.
Yeah.
So it's like, for £20, I get three units,
an extra set of
dice,
and
tokens,
you could sell that off on the side.
Well, just wait until they run out of stock and
then sell them.
For full price.
Yeah,
but,
yeah exactly.
So the starter box, if you get a couple of starter boxes, it won't be the best army in the world, but you'll have a bit of choice.
But you could play, yeah.
And you'll have it won't just be, you've only got to use the one set of stuff you've got, you'll have some variation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and do you know they're changing the contents of the starter boxes as well?
Apparently so, yeah, we'll wait and see. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, so we're going to play a game of this after, we're not going to record it.
Yep.
But I am enjoying it, it's not... there were a couple of glaring issues in the game that hopefully they can get rid of.
Yeah.
Apparently the Night's Watch issue is an issue of their own creation, because until very recently, each unit was only allowed one vow, apart from Jorah
and Mormont, you could
have two.
Yeah, that was
and now suddenly they're allowed unlimited vows.
Unlimited vows, yeah.
So that seems like a complete brain fart.
It looks like an oversight, yeah.
A complete brain fart.
Yeah, it looks like it.
And the other thing which... is inevitable will happen is that at the moment half your army could be neutral.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is just stupid because that's way too many points. And
I played last night a Baratheon list which barely had any Baratheons.
Exactly.
It had 20 points of neutrals. More combat troops were neutral than non-Baratheon.
So it's not just 20 points because your commander can be neutral as well.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
So you could have 20 points plus your commander as neutral.
Yeah.
And then less than half your army is actually your faction.
Yeah, it's a bit of a weird one. It seems like you could imagine them changing that to, I wouldn't say no neutrals, but
10%.
Like
10 points.
10 points. Or 40 10 points.
So 25% rather than 50. Because what the problem with that is, every neutral release you have, it has
it's
been
so hard to spout. Yeah.
Because if you make any fucking mistake, it just appears in every list.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, and also
it's available to any list.
What it does,
only free folk can't have neutrals.
What it also does is allows every faction to cover their weak spots.
Yes. Yeah.
So say, oh, I don't have heavy cavalry. Oh, just bring some fucking
flayed men.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I don't have any shooting. Oh, bring some storm
archers. Yeah.
Yeah. So everything just becomes a different color of the same thing.
It is a problem. Like, you know, and something I think as they go forward, something they'll need to fix.
But I can see it. Like, you can see the train coming in the horizon. I know it's coming. So all I've done is just bought the heroes that I need for the off-board shenaniganries.
Yeah.
So some of those heroes are pretty useful. And then I don't think they'll make you never be allowed to use heroes because they're pretty central to the game.
No, I think so. Yeah.
But as for the infantry stuff, I'm not. Sorry, the combat units are called on now. I haven't gone down that road because unless you're going to run a neutral faction, you're going to end up like with mercs, and you end up with so many mercs, you end up having to play.
It's at the moment it's all like with these things, it's all game legal. Like so, because of the issues of Night's Watch and Mother of Dragons, this game comes from America. American tournaments have apparently banned those things from, you can't use them. Like, ban the entire faction and ban that list. Now, I don't agree with that because it is a legal thing and it is a two-list format game. If this wasn't a two-list format game, this game would be dead on arrival because it would just be, no, that's no good. Like, you know, everyone takes the best thing and that's it. You know, like, So once it's worked out what the best thing is, that's it. That's all anyone plays. But the two-list format really helps that. So that's smart. It's just like, yeah, it's basically...
Well, the fact you can't buy it. So even if I wanted... Yeah. So if you say the best list is, I don't know, Night's Watch Crossbowman list,
you can't go
fucking buy it. Yeah. What am I gonna do? Yeah. It doesn't exist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Might
exist on paper. Anyway, it's cool. We've been enjoying this thing.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. I think it's gone from... I don't know how many of you were playing for...
Oh, me and Ray only originally.
Eric
waited out till Greyjoys. So
he's not going to play any of the normal factions.
No. So when we did that, so it's gone now to a dozen players. Yeah, from two or three to a dozen. Yeah.
16 players in a tournament potentially in January, from the club.
Yeah, and you need to buy a ticket for that, by the way, if you're going to play.
I am going
to
play.
Because as soon as we put it out to away from the club, it'll be gone. Mm. Okay, so if you want to do it now.
But you do realise that I have all these groups on mute.
Well, yeah, and I'm telling you. Because you moan about not knowing about things, and I'm telling you about...
I will have a ticket then, sir.
Right, well, you better buy it. Not verbal.
I've just talked to on camera. On
paper. PayPal me.
Okay, fine. But I'm not doing it now. But after the show, I will PayPal me. £10, sir.
Yeah. I mean, because the club...
Add to Paul's hoard.
Well, the club is... Yeah, that covers the cost because we can't assume they're going to discount us. It's just... Oh, I hate that.
Do you want to talk about the other big idea you had? Or is that
yes, I do. Yeah, you can talk about it. Yeah, that's not secret knowledge. Yeah.
Well, I don't know how... I mean, you might end up flooded with fucking people.
So...
Paul's Place, sir.
Paul's Place.
Well, that should be a fish and chip shop, really.
It's a chip shop, yeah. I'm going... So, our club venue... I'm sure it's like most people's, but we play in a social club of a bigger organisation. And we've been there 20 years, but we're outgrowing. We have the venue once one night a week, and getting anything else away from that has been difficult.
But I'm sure we had problems with capacity ages ago, and they allowed us to use like upstairs.
Yes, and we still can.
Okay, right.
We have been doing that, Barry.
Right, okay.
We just haven't seen it.
Well, I'm only going occasionally.
Yeah. But we are outgrowing it by capacity and also the difficultness of talking with them.
And now you've got a table booking system, which never happened.
Yes, which we have to have, yeah. So
And that's Facebook driven, yeah?
Yes.
So there's no chance of it.
Yeah, like, so
that could be a reason I don't come.
So there's over 200 members on the books. There obviously isn't really 200 members, but then that gives you enough people to theoretically pay in to have a 24/7 club, to buy your own space.
Lock up.
So I've been doing viewings of places in Chelmsford which could be a viable alternative, and what I need to do tonight at the club is I need to get around the social groups I'm not part of, so the 40k players, and basically get them in this messenger group and be like, read the first post, say if you're in or out, and I'll make you an admin, add other people that I don't know, because you need about 30 to make it work.
You do. And
we, at the moment, we've got 15.
And you need 30-ish people paying a reasonable amount. Say 40.
Yeah,
you're talking about gym membership.
Talking about gym membership. It seems that our little...
But that's only one box of something from GWH.
Yeah, so like our little market survey, where like, so yeah, you're reading the room, it seems that about £40 to get a 24/7 venue is about what people are willing to do. Like, yeah. So
but that's not very much. If you play twice a week, it's five. It's, I mean, no, like, I'm telling you, play twice a week, it's £5 a session.
Yeah, and also, play, also it's the same. Like it's like a gym membership. So you pay a gym a month, a bunch of money to a place you go and go to.
Well, I do go. Yeah, but £60 like, a month.
But yeah, £60 a month. You know, and then we're asking for less, like to have this thing. And also, it's because the reason why is I played the first thing I did after lockdown, post lockdown three. Was I played Bolt Action at the South End War Games Club.
It was a really kind of dubious illegal tournament where Paul was fucking lateral flowing people on the door and shit.
Anyway.
It was, I remember the story.
Anyway.
Boris was just shaking hands with everybody on the way in.
He had to apologise to someone because there's no wheelchair access.
That was superb. Yeah. Talk about putting us top of the map.
Oops.
Oh, shit, we didn't realise there'd be any disabled was here, people. Like,
yeah, well done, Boris. Yeah, anyway.
Did you see him? He was on the floor listening to the speeches.
No.
And he sat amongst all the leaders, and all the leaders had the masks on. Yeah. No mask, and he was asleep.
Yeah.
In the middle of it.
I tell you what, like, nothing's going to cover that, that whole thing. Like, whatever promises are made, nothing's going to cover that. Yeah.
Bullshit. The problem is that the half of the problem is in the hands of 1% of the people who ain't going to change. They're not going to give up private jets.
And also, it's like, those people, you're asking them to make decisions that they won't follow through on, because they won't be in power when they need to be followed through.
So apparently Biden had 28 cars in his cavalcade.
Yeah.
28 cars.
Yeah.
And he came up. So you're saying to somebody who's never flown in their life, potentially, he's never left Britain, he's got no fucking car, that they've got to give up cars and flying. Oh, I don't do any of them anyway. What am I supposed to do? You get off your private fucking jet. Get on a Zoom call, motherfuckers.
Motherfucker.
It's all this fucking horse piss. And I just, sorry, I'm going on a tangent now, but I thought the last year was the end of Mr. Trump, but it's not. He's coming back.
What's dead may never die.
But he must be 75 now himself, isn't he? So apparently they're about to win an election with a 10% swing, the Republicans.
Right, okay.
And then next year they're on track to win both houses. So Biden will have no power whatsoever. And then in 2 years after that, he'll be back.
He'll be back.
Trump will be
back. Guess who's back?
Imagine how fucking Larry he'll be if he gets back in. After all that fucking madness.
Yeah, and he'll be like, I never lost that election. It'd be like wrestling. It'd be like, I've got the belt I never lost.
Like the people's champion.
The people's champion. Oh my god!
Fucking hell!
Yeah.
What a fucking world. Right. So what?
So yeah. So post lockdown, I went and played Bolt Action at the Southgate War Games Club. Now, obviously, Bolt Action is a heavy. It's a 28 mil scale game, World War II. It's heavy scenery. Scenery a lot.
Yeah, lot.
You know, and so I took scenery to this event because that's what you do. Like, and I've got quite good quality scenery. I thought I did. So I took it along, and I went to this venue, and it was. Like nothing. It looked like an industrialist. It was an industrial.
Well, it was industrialist.
But it didn't look like anything. I was like, am I in the right place? And then other gigs start turning up, and I'm like, yeah, I guess I'm in the right place. And then we go, and it was like Santa's Grotto. It was amazing. It was just like the quality of the scenery on permanent setup was just better, basically better than anything we recorded.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was better than anything I've seen. Like in terms of as a club, like. Yeah, and I was just like, well, I brought my shit, but I didn't need bother, did I? Now, why don't they human me about it? You know, I was like, oh, you want to make scenery.
They've got no cost. That place must be buttons fucking ape me.
I guess.
Or somebody owns it or something.
The difference is, so I asked them, like, and I was like, I was really enjoying this environment. I was like, this is comfortable, there's some nice chairs here. Yeah, no, and I asked them, I was like, so how do you join this club? And it's like, you can't. Like, you know,
they're waiting lists.
Wow. Like, my membership is full, you can't join.
That is awesome,
like, and man. No one's going to come off that list because
unless they die.
Yeah, unless they die. Like, they're here for life. And I was like, oh, so you can play as a guest, but that's all you'll ever be. You know?
And how much is the membership?
They don't even bother telling you, do they? Like, because you can't have it. You know, it's like, why do you can't have it? So you don't need to know. You know,
oh, that's nice. Rubbing your Lannister nose in it.
Like, oh. I felt like Leo DiCaprio going,
rubbing you in it.
Yeah, I was like, anyway, I was like, this is cool. You know, and yeah, I won Best Sporting.
As always.
As always. And yeah, and it was like, you know, I saw this and I was like, you know, we should do that in Chelmsford. The difference is, Southend's a bit of a shithole. You know, like,
and this
like,
probably wasn't even in South End.
No, it's on the outskirts. So Chelmsford is a night. Well, is meant to be like a bigger, better like city.
Well, it is.
You know, and you know, so it's
community city.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's finding a venue which is still within Chelmsford, but is at a price you can do. I mean, obviously you're going to pay more for less here, but it's location. Like I went, so in these couple of viewings, I did. I knew one was well too expensive, but I wanted to see what your money could buy. Because when you're viewing something, when you're doing this, you've got to go, right, what's the highest thing? So like, then you understand what you're getting. And we did it, me and Tom did a viewing in this place, which was literally next to Counter Culture Games. It was called Elizabeth House. And it was, so that is the high street. That is on, I'd define
which is
that,
a negative, because there's no market.
I define that as the high street.
Yeah.
And I was just, and you pay, and that wanted over twice the rent for basically the same.
Right.
And what it was just like, this would be cool if you were here because you are in town, like you could go to the pub straight away. Like, you know, everything's available to you because it's the high street. But it was just like, Jesus Christ, that's a lot of money for that, you know, for what you're getting. You know?
Well, you've got a chance, how many punters are you gonna need and how much are they gonna have to pay the bill?
Oh no, that was, I mean, you can only do that is, I set up clubs like 200 members, as if 200 members said yes. Like,
but then there wouldn't be room in the
club. No, there wouldn't be room anyway. Yeah, like it's like, but I wanted to see it. I had to know.
Right.
You know, so then you're like, right, that one, like the one at the moment who's winning and we're on the waiting list for, is a lot more, is $2,000 a month when we rounded things up. You know, and for that you get a decent space and it's a decent area. You know, it's not central Chelmsford, but it's not further away from Chelmsford than our club is. So
it might be a little bit nearer.
Might be a little bit nearer. Yeah, like depends where you live in.
Yeah.
But I was like,
definitely nearer for you.
No, not for, well, oh, we need to view a place which is right at the university. Like,
well, that sounds good.
That'd be awesome for me because I could just walk to it, you know. You know.
There are some industrial estates.
Yeah, there are. Yeah, that's where we're going. That's where I need to book another viewing in one of them. And just find out.
And your print farm used to be there, or you used to get everything bound and printed.
Yeah, it still is. It still is, yeah. So, it's... You know, you have to explain to these estate agents, like these people, as in like, what company are you? It's like, what does your company do? It's like, not a company. Like, we're going to be a private, like,
members club.
Yeah. And they're like, what are you, and they're like, we're not, and they're like, are you doing, are you doing
drugs?
Poker, like gambling?
All right.
And I'm like, no, we're not a gambling club. Like, it's not illegal. It's war games.
What do you think it's going to be like, mobster?
Yeah. I'll be like the APA. I'll be like, it's a wrestling. I'll be like, hey, what a protection racket. Like, I sent him an offer he couldn't refuse.
Brilliant.
So, like, when you explain that to them, it's like, no, we're not doing anything illegal. We're just geeks.
Like, just big fucking geeks.
Yeah.
Right, so we'll update people on how that goes.
Yeah.
But, so another game that you've been playing?
Yes, yeah, so rattling through this thing.
So we've been playing obviously Bolt Action.
Yep.
Do you know Bolt Action was the first game that I ever had that I had a painted army for before I played?
Yeah. Never. And you didn't paint it?
No, we painted.
Yeah, exactly.
So I was playing my first game having never even read the rules with a completely painted army. Yeah. And the game's all right. It's fine.
It's
not the greatest.
No, it's not the greatest, but it's enjoyable. Yeah.
And it tends to be that every army kind of operates in the same way ish. Has the same kind of things is if you can have a flame.
So when you play in organised play, there's loads of theme lists, but you can't use the theme lists in organised play because some of them are bonkers.
Yeah.
You know, like, and they are very theatre specific. So you have to do a generic platoon, which does make it like very safe.
So no, it tends to be like you have some big infantry units.
Yeah.
They might have a machine gun.
Yeah.
you have like a tank, but the tank's got machine guns. It's not weird, but
you're mostly going to fire the machine guns. Yeah,
yeah, you're not worried about the big gun because you only shoot the big gun once a turn. If you miss, it does
hit the other tank. Yeah,
and the alternative, you could be shooting 20 machine gun rounds,
which is better. Yeah.
You might have an anti-tank, you might have a sniper, you might have a mortar.
A flamethrower is quite handy.
Everybody has a flamethrower if they got access to. Yeah. So armies, I found, look pretty similar.
Yeah.
And you do play the scenario, obviously, and Special rules like the Italians have the ice cream cart.
So when in that tournament, I did play a game which I always really enjoyed, which did play pretty doctrinally. So my Italians were defending a fixed position, and they went up against British, and I got shelled before, like, you know, at the start of the game, which was what you would do. And the way the British player advanced on my position was very. Doctrinally, it looked right. It was like he's going to, he's forming up positions, he's getting out of his transports, he's getting his assaulters, then he's rushing me when I'm suppressed. It's like, I was like, oh yes. I enjoy the military intelligence guy in me was like, I do, this is good. I am going to lose, but I enjoy seeing the steps of how I'm going to lose.
Assault is crazily difficult.
Yeah, I mean, but it should be. Yeah.
So I think the worst moment I had in the game is I sent a full squad. Full squad, so that's 12 men, I think, veterans.
Yeah.
Like airborne.
Yeah.
One.
That's a lot of points.
Yeah. And I sent him into, I think it was like a small unit, so maybe a 3-man unit.
Yeah.
And we missed every attack.
And you fluffed. Yeah.
He rolled one wound didn't save.
Yeah.
And the entire fucking squad went.
Yeah.
And that wasn't on stand and shoot or anything. That was attack first.
You probably didn't play some of the rules wrong in terms of like what your guys were armed with. Like, if they had submachine guns, they're, like, tough.
I don't have submachine guns.
Well, there you go. Yeah, like, where's your Thompsons? No Thompsons,
because the way the Americans have, they have this move and fire at no...
Yeah.
You're kind of forced to use assault stuff that would normally have...
Well, like you did. Yeah, like,
maximize where they're good. So, that was incredible. The 12 men, there was no stand and shoot because I was near enough.
Yeah, near enough. Yeah.
And just because I fluffed, and one wound went through,
my
entire unit disappeared.
Yep.
So I think assault could be a little bit more.
No, I like it. It's like, it doesn't happen every game, but when it does happen, I mean, like, so I've been on the receiving end of assaults from Royal Marine Commandos.
Like, you're not really smart.
No, you don't. Like, it's in like, wow, my Italians really don't hold to that, and it's like, okay,
you wouldn't expect them to, would you?
No, you wouldn't. It's like, no, they're not going to. Like, yeah, like those guys are good when it gets close, and that's what they're just trying to do. Yeah, so played some Bulk Pack. I've been playing in a Blood Bowl league, but the league is like, sadly,
like
being
physical?
Stuck with buys. Yeah, physical.
The new edition.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool.
I'm not looking at. But what about the star player syndrome? Is that not a thing?
What? That's only really an issue in
tournaments.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So people aren't using. You can't put them on your roster.
Well, no, you can get them in inducements. Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't put them on the roster.
No,
you can in a tournament.
No.
Because I was watching. We've got a friend called Darren.
Yeah.
Big D. And he's like a fucking addict.
Yeah.
Blood Bowl addict.
Yeah,
he's got like maybe 40, 50 painted armies.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever.
Everything. Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Three halfling painted armies.
Yeah.
Three different ones.
Yeah.
But he's always talking about the same fucking character. And the other guy's talking about the same special character. So say this guy, he played the game and the guy scored every single touchdown for the entire fucking tournament. This special character.
Yeah, right.
And they go like, easy now.
Yeah.
And then the guy who was playing each round, the only person who scored was the same special character on the other team.
There we go.
So wasn't the rule if you had the same character...
They don't turn up yet.
Yeah, neither turns
up.
Yeah,
that's right. That wasn't...
Is that not...
I don't know.
It should be.
Like, I've not been playing... I've not played Blood Bowl in a tournament.
Right. That definitely should be.
Yeah.
Because that prevented that kind of shenaniganry.
Yeah.
That everybody's just the same team with a different fucking... Different backup.
So the star player thing is its issues. But I enjoy, like, the league rules are better. And the way you develop a team is better. So everything's better.
Well, tell me, because I don't know.
So where before it was random, you know, like, you would get your star player points that would give you a skill roll.
Yeah, so
now
10, 11, 12, it was a
stat. Now you
doubles.
Can save the stats. So you can save the star player points to get different things you go for. Like, I choose a primary skill, roll for a random secondary skill, different costs. You can get stats increase, which is the most expensive thing.
You can actually just buy a stat increase?
Yes, with the star player points, yes.
Wow.
It's the most star player points, and it goes up every time you go up. Costs you more the next time. So basically,
you could really just save up and have a strength 5 war dancer.
Yeah, but you're probably not going to have enough games to do that. You know, like, well, yeah.
I hope not.
No, but, you know, so it's, I took Imperial Nobility, and the players are all of either stand firm or fend, aside from some of the positionals.
Right.
So I was like, your chances are you're going to play enough games that you can get a skill on any player. So what am I theme going to be? Like, so I chose, instead of choosing the boring block and
dodge,
is that, all right, I'll go for every player that has either access to fend or stand firm in there, and that's what they're going to have. So I'll have a team that completely pushes, do nothing to me. Like, you push me back, you can't follow me up. Or that player, you can't push back. And it's like, those skills are okay individually, but when your entire team has it, yeah, it's quite fun. I was enjoying this. So, like, my front line of bodyguards doesn't move. Like, you can knock them over.
And kill them.
Yeah, you might kill them. They've got good armor, but they will not move. Like, because you can't get over, you can't, there's nothing that makes stand firm not effective, right. not happen. So I was quite enjoying that. I was like, ha-ha! You know, like, yeah, and it, and I hadn't been,
so
hadn't
even
lost.
If you get knocked down, you don't move back?
No. No. Okay. It's a passive, always in stand firm. So, yeah, it, I hadn't lost the game, but always, I had drawn some, because they're not a great team. They've got no ball skills, but my team just dug in, basically. It's like, it was cool. Sadly, there's too many buys, though, and that league's kind of dead in the water. Though there is apparently a club one happening. We shall see.
So where was this one based?
Oh, this was a Harlow, but they had a Chelmsford division. So I was only
playing
people
matches at home?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was only playing people, like, in Chelmsford. Right. Yeah, I wouldn't travel far for a Blood Bowl game.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, right. Like,
it's good to talk about Blood Bowl.
Yeah, yeah. I played some Epic Armageddon. You know, with your 3D printed Tyranids.
Mornids sent to them.
So I'm still yet to win a game of any type in Epic Armageddon with anybody.
Jesus, you must be in double figures now.
Probably, yes. Like, so I took Nids against the George's Eldar, and yeah. They're better. Like, but I enjoyed what the Nids were. They were fun.
I think a long, long time ago, I gave you my Eldar because I hated Eldar.
Yeah.
And that's when you started off playing John Webb or something, then you didn't like Eldar and got rid of them.
I mean, I would, you know.
Or maybe you didn't get rid of them.
You just don't need many models, really, in an Eldar army. Like, they're so mobile.
Yeah.
That you could just. And that's the problem, is they're just everywhere. Like,
well, they're nowhere and everywhere.
They're just where they need to be.
They bring their gates in, don't they?
And yeah, they just need to, like. Your Falcons and your things, they just, oh, I'll just triple move over there now. I was like, shit.
Didn't they have some like Void Gate or something where they could start bringing infantry in from
so
the back?
It's hard to get an assault off unless you have a way of getting your guys there. So like,
what about your Gene Stealer deep strikey stuff? Or
still hard to get
too slow, is it?
Well, no, because you need to get close enough to charge, and then you need to activate.
Next turn,
yeah,
to charge.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And he ain't gonna be there next, because the Elder can retain twice, so they can
just twice. Yeah. And they're worn up or something.
Yeah, yeah, and they got better strategy rating than you. And it's like, oh, yeah, like
you were there.
Yeah, yeah, you were you're there. Now you're not. Yeah, like a, yeah, it's not hard. It's not hard. But I love what Epic Armageddon is. Yeah, it's like, it's a good game. It would be my second system. Like, if I War Master would be my first. Huh? Epic Armageddon would be my second.
I still haven't played a game in like 10 years, I don't think.
Book me. Why are we playing this?
I don't know, because I've won a game of this. I've only played twice with these Night's Watch bastards.
Played some Victory at Sea, which is Warlord Games 1-800 ship game.
Like Man of War Future?
Well, it's World War II.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I've used both my British and Italian fleet now. That is, you couldn't take that to organised play. It's got way too many errors in it. But it's good fun. It's like, I've always, because
what was your second Italian?
Italian.
Again? Italian Navy?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Rega Marina, they were good. Like, oh, they had a decent Navy. Yeah.
Not for very
long. All of the Mediterranean. Yeah, like.
Well, not for very long, surely.
Well, historically, the British, and I'm summarising a lot here, but the British bullied it with inferior stuff. So you had like situations where you had Italian battleships like scared off by cruisers, and you're like, the battleship would easily defeat the cruiser, but they're getting bullied by them. Or Italian cruisers getting bullied by destroyers. It's like the Italians just didn't want to be there, basically.
Exactly.
You know, like, yeah.
I don't remember them doing anything with us.
There was, they had bigger set piece battles than the Kriegsmarine versus the Navy.
But they didn't have any set-piece battles, did they?
No, that was the point, is that the Germans couldn't do set-piece battles properly. Like, they didn't have, a large enough fleet.
Yeah, and other focuses.
Yeah. And the Italians did try it, but, you know, even though on paper they were like, the Italians are way stronger, they just couldn't want it. It's a case where Esprit, yeah, this is against like Cunningham, and is the British Admiral. Esprit de Corps just, you know, beat them. Anyway, I've been enjoying that. It's quite cool, though it has its problems, Victory at Sea.
I've never played that. The only game I've ever played.
The lovely models.
Uncharted Sea Scale, that kind of.
1 in 800. So a battleship's like that big, a destroyer's tiny, a submarine's even smaller. I love the submarine rules are really cool. Yeah, like really good. But they're so slow. That's the problem. It's like so your submarines are hidden.
Right.
And they pop up, and they're like, here I am! And like, but as soon
how do you have them hidden on the table?
You have to divide, you have to note down where they are secretly, and that's
what this is great for tournament play. Just turn it round. Yeah, I'm in this corner over here. Exactly.
But once they are on the table, they're so slow that you can just run away from them. You know, it's just like, oh. And you're like, I can't catch you. And you have to get so close to be accurate with a torpedo that it's like, yeah. It's like
I suppose you don't want them to dominate, do you?
No, God, no, no. And I guess its problem is air power is pretty strong, and I think that because you play the game either at the high seas fleet or coastal fleet, and if it was high seas, it would be better if you only had aircraft carriers, like aircraft carriers, or something that is known to be a long range like thing, because. Aircraft does tend to bully them. I mean, it did in World War II. It bullies the ships too much. The aircraft, but it did. At the time, aircraft was making the ships.
Still playing Lord of the Rings. I've played a few games of that.
Played Mike the White yesterday.
Who's Mike the White?
The original club president.
Right. Okay.
Went to
play Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Where's he live?
Manningtree. Yeah, apparently it's a town.
It wasn't his bunker, was it? It was Gareth's bunker.
Yeah, it was bunker, but he was the president. Yeah.
Okay.
I loved it. I mean, he's a guy who's known.
He's a super fucking he goes all in. I've seen some of the
stuff
he's built. It's just like crackers.
Yeah, I'll show you. I took some videos of it. Yeah, like
he's built a theme table, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And so it was. This is a guy who's known me my whole life. Yeah, and it was.
It's your little boy.
Yeah, this is our little boy. And it was just cool, just like it was like playing my dad. Yeah, except he's not my dad. So I loved it. And he fed me afterwards, a good hearty soup.
What did you play versus what?
I took, because he needs to relearn the new edition of Lord of the Rings.
Right. There's not much difference.
No, but so I used Kirith Ungol, and he played Rangers of Ithilien.
Arrogant Ranger list, the kind of like
no, the Faramir Ranger list.
Sorry.
But the problem was that the scenario was dead of night, so the range was only 12 inches.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Shooting not so good.
Not so good. I had a couple of rounds of shooting, but no, shooting not so good.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that I always
Star Wars Legions.
So we'll talk about that. So one of the strange things in Lord of the Rings. Is that charging doesn't move any further than walking.
No.
So you kind of know how far everything's always going to charge. You can always set yourself
back. You can pre-measure,
But then you don't know who's going to get next initiative. But I always find it strange that you can march, but that's the kind of special rule, isn't it? Running, charging, it's all the same.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You move this.
Yes.
Six, five, whatever. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter.
Yep.
And then unless you're going to do something heroic, like heroic march,
you get a bit further. Yeah.
You get a bit further.
But you can't heroic march into combat.
No. So, that's always catching out. So I always think, oh, you charge, but you don't.
The way it's a system that favours the defensive player. Because if you're out shooting him, and you're not going to lose the scenario, they'll come to you and you can dictate more who gets to charge who. Basically.
But it used to be, but it now is scenario driven. So
all is, yeah.
I mean,
there's 18 scenarios in the match play guide.
Yeah, it's good. I like the game system a lot.
It's the only thing that feels
weird.
It's also because there's a lot now on a lot more legendary legions list out, which are the themed lists, which you can't ally, and they restrict what you can use, but they buff it. Yeah, that's how I want to play this game.
I don't really like theme lists, but we are where we are. Like, they tend to ruin games eventually.
Yeah, I suppose. But it's it's a game system where you can take like the White Council, which is four models, and they can play against a Goblin Horde, which is Goblin Town, which is what, over 100. And yeah, I like that disparity of forces.
I like to use Sauron. 400 points, half an army,
yeah.
And that's at 800 points, that's as big as he goes. Hong of your army is one man, and that fucking guy, my God.
You're a bad man.
It doesn't matter what he's fighting, you're in trouble.
Boom. Yeah.
I mean, he's got a spell, just kills something every turn on a 4 up. Boom, 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 boom. Flag, boom, horse, boom, 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 boom. And then he's got other stuff to put, like I take Shelob, 24. Orcs and a unit of wards with a wizard.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun, but I don't know how much fun it is to play against because I don't know you kill the bastard.
Depends, doesn't it? Like, I mean, do you have to? Like, yeah, it's a.
Well, do you have to?
No, it's in when you play the scenario. It's like, do you need to kill him? Like, it's a bit. It's because the scenarios are good, but they do the way they finish are about more off are always about
breaking
and quartering your opponent.
Do you know how you break his list?
You have to kill him, don't you?
You have to wound him. You have to wound him. Three wounds on him.
Wounds on him, yeah. Nothing else matters.
Nothing. So they don't even test.
They don't even test until while he's there. Yeah, like, he's still there. Yeah.
So you've got no army left, but it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, yeah.
This dwarf king, Dane, I think he was, he went into defensive mode, and that allowed him to survive two turns.
Yeah.
But that was all it was. He's still killing another one with magic.
Yeah, that one's dead.
The second turn he was just vaporized because he's a monster, he just rends them.
Yeah.
He's got, so you got all my defenses 8. Well, what's your strength?
Yeah.
4.
Bastard. Yeah. Bastard. It's cool. It's a good also is a good game system.
It is a good game. If you want a popcorn game, that is my favourite popcorn game. It's casual. There's lots of messing
around. And obviously if you know rings like fluff and stuff, you can have some lovely fluff stuff.
Fluff stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
That's Star Wars Legion.
You're a late coming to this, fella.
Yeah, totally. Yep.
You just had your first game.
I have.
So you can tell me what it's like from a first play, because I've been playing for a few years.
Yeah. So Star Wars Legion, a couple of people I like to play were playing this. Obviously, it's Star Wars IP. And I was like, okay, cool. Yeah, I'll have a go. And Eric showed me the rule set, and I was like, yeah, cool. And
it's got all the normal things of a new game. So it's got dice, tokens, measuring sticks,
bit of terrain.
It's got everything you need, all the cards, fucking everything.
So I had I was like, right, okay, the cards are up to date, the army builder is, there you go. And you have to. It reminds me of a version of 40K with its army building. Like, you have to have core troops.
You have to have three core.
And there isn't actually that many choice. Like, so I picked up like Empire and Rebels, because why not? Like, and in the Empire, it's like, so it's either Stormtroopers, Shore Troopers, which look the same, and Snowtroopers, which look the same. So it's like, all right.
They can't make stuff up.
It gives me kind of three themes. I have to take three units at least of these guys. So it's like, I'll start off by painting them first. They're very wonderfully iconic, but they're so honestly, like, Stormtroopers are so easy to paint because they're white.
Well, you should try painting droids.
Yeah, even easier.
I've painted an army of droids.
And anyway, and so like, right, that's the core thing you need. And it's like, clearly, the game is about the characters in terms of like, right. So you want to take the name, you want to take the commander, you want to take a good operative as well. Nothing else.
Maybe
really
two
matters.
Commanders. You could
do
maybe
that
two way.
Commanders. Like, so I tried. So I painted up. I did a list and it was Darth Vader. So I painted it up and then I had some spare time. So I actually then changed it to have an Imperial, just generic officer. Generic officer, number one. And some more units. And yeah, that was wrong because Yoda just like wasn't even hard for him to like walk through my
own. See, that, just jumping back to Lord of the Rings briefly, that was my big problem with Lord of the Rings. Until this reboot, generic characters were way better than main characters.
Yeah.
Way better and way cheaper.
It doesn't seem to be the case.
And now it's not, which is what you want it. I don't want Aragorn getting fucking done by some generic orc captain.
Exactly, yeah.
So, he, like, you, I saw he had Yoda and Chewie.
Yoda and Chewie, who did a double act. Like, Yoda can jump on Chewie's back. And I was like, okay.
deflecting
stuff.
Chewie.
Yeah, and I was just like...
Oh. And you had generic Commander 6.
Yeah, didn't last long. Yeah, like...
But when you look, like, your generic Commander's probably what? 60 points, 70?
Yeah, yeah, it's like 40.
40
like, yeah.
fucking points? Yeah, so, you're just 240 points.
Yeah, so next time I play it, I will
bring the bad man.
Well, no, I'll bring okay. Which commander do I want, and which operative I want, and then and take the three units of core.
You want Darth
and then, yeah. What points do I have left? Yeah, it's like yeah. You know, so it's like okay, cool. It's like going buying this thing going forward. It's like right. So you pick up new commanders and you pick up new operatives. Operatives are probably the ones you always pick up.
Yeah,
and it's like because that what this game system is.
So yeah. I've just bought Anakin operative and Maul Maul operative because I've got clones and. Droids.
Yeah.
You tend to buy two armies to go.
It's going to have its issues in Star Wars that there aren't enough factions.
That's in four the game. Factions.
Yeah, but
enough.
It's not enough. It's it not is. Really.
It is.
Like, and
as long as they're not all
and
the
it's
same.
Like, so yeah, but like, what's the difference between Empire and the
clones.
Republic? Yeah, clones.
Empire, not much.
There's not much, is there? Because well, one became the other.
Well,
you know, like,
well,
you know,
kind of.
Yeah, kind of. But like, it's,
they were like Poundland clones, weren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, yeah, you know, so. But it's, I mean, that always been the issue with Star Wars, is there enough factions get done in the game and a game system for it?
But
apparently there's going to be scum and villainy.
But the way the game mechanic works is nice, the measuring sticks,
yeah, it's got
the
some good,
unit coherence.
Like, I like how...
The suppression works really well.
You have a squad, and you just move the commander, and then you place everyone else around him. That's a really good mechanic.
Yeah.
That's like, oh, right, I only have to make one measurement?
Yeah.
That's great. And like, I enjoyed... So the... What
did he get to use the suppression? Did he?
Yeah. So what worked well for me was I took two units of speeders and they did this nice cool maneuver around the battlefield.
A big flank. Paul likes a big flank.
Yeah, like, and they were cool. Like they were shooting this unit of clones in their front and then they went past them and used their blasters behind. And I was like, this is cool. Like yeah, this I like yeah. And I had a command card that. Did worked really well with them, got them to activate twice in a turn.
Nice.
Yeah, and I was like, this is cool. You know, yeah, it's but I was interested to see how they balance like these super powerful Jedi and Sith.
Points.
But yeah, they do well obviously so for example, they take like a character like Darth Vader, and you can't make him do all the things that he can do in the fluff because it'd be ridiculous.
He's pretty good.
But what you do is like, right, what is he known for? Force choking, he's known for like being a really good lightsaber, but he's also known for being quite slow. So, and just unrelenting.
And scaring the shit out of people.
Yeah. So that's, so they just take those things. They don't like Yoda, for example, could just snatch all your weapons off, couldn't he? Like, he could like, this force he's against could just like, yeah, give me all your weapons. He could do that.
Yeah, he could do that.
Because it'd be nothing to him. But they don't allow, they balance it by not giving
him. You've got to give him a points cost.
Yeah.
I think the Emperor is very expensive, but I think 250 points is the most for a kind of Jedi.
Yeah, it's like
and
like,
that is a third.
It's like
of your
a scene.
Army.
There's a scene in like one of the movies, isn't it? Yoda walks into a room. There's two Red Guard like guys, and he just drops them like without even looking, registering them. They just they collapse, and he like so. And those Red Guard are as good as it gets, non-Jedi.
Yeah,
like and he was like, didn't even look at them. Yeah, like
if you think a unit of Stormtroopers, I don't know what are they, like 60 points?
Something like that, yeah.
So he's got to kill four units of those.
Yeah. That's right.
So in six turns.
Yeah, basically, the way I'd play the game in the future is that I have the operative I want, I have the commander and the operative I want. What's the mission? My troops go do the mission, and then I just attack with the, you know, with anything that's left. Yeah. And there's also, I'd like to see how it does like a tank and a walker and stuff like that. Yeah. Because like, Star Wars, it's like, the scale on some of the because you don't appreciate it in the movies because it's a movie, but like an AT-T walker is huge.
Yeah.
You know, like
the clone and the droid tank.
Yeah.
The floating tank is massive.
Yeah.
It's like a dinner plate on the table.
Bam, bam, bam. Yeah.
And you're only playing on a 6x3.
6x3, which gives you a foot. It gives you about 6 inches to put your stuff.
Yeah, which is interesting, but it also means you've got to try and find a way of cordoning off the board, which is a bit annoying.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know why they picked 6x3, but I guess
that to allow you to give put your cards
to get across the board quickly. Though.
Yeah. I was like, it was fine. I was like, this is cool. Yeah, I can see what this is, and this is enjoyable. You know, it's like so I don't need to get anything more for it because I have my stormtroopers, and I'll just pick up like the operatives as they come out. That's because that's what you're going to use.
And the other thing, I don't know if we've talked about it. We played black powder, but massive.
Oh, balls. Yeah. So black powder.
We played. Did we play 1,000 or 900? Oh,
1,000 points. Yeah. We could do more.
A normal game's 300 or something.
Well, in 28 mil scale, you on a 6x4 is about 300, 400 points. Yeah.
So we played 2.5, 3 times.
Yeah.
And it still felt like we could go bigger.
Easily go bigger.
I don't know if it will ever be painted. I'm never going to get anywhere near that amount. I've got about 200 points. Yeah.
I could do, but it's, yeah, we should
it's
see.
A lot so
at the
money.
Moment, I've got to work through my commissions and then it'll be like sizing up what I want to do next. Yeah.
And it is a completely untournament game. You cannot play that tournament.
Nowhere near. Like, yeah.
But that's fantastic because sometimes you don't want
it's
to
just narrative
tournament.
Like yeah it's like you we have to invent scenarios for it to be a game like we've had
the cannons are so short range the cannons are just ridiculous
just not effective are they like yeah
I'll get to the point I might not even bother with them
oh no I'd take cannons yeah
but you want to take cannons but what are they going to do I think the way we're playing it is like we're changing inches to centimetres
because we're using 10 mil scale.
Which reduces the range from, say, 24 inches, or is it 24?
Whatever.
28 inches to not very much.
Not very far. Yeah. It's like, no. But the range of the muskets is no.
Yeah, we've done it to everything.
Yeah, because then it's
movement,
yeah.
Shooting,
yeah.
Charging, whatever.
Yeah.
It's all reduced.
It's all reduced. Yeah, all to centimeters.
2.5 times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a fantastic game. Lots of fun.
Yeah.
I would highly recommend it.
Yeah. And it's not expensive at 10 mil.
Oh, fuck no.
I got my stuff from Pendragon. It's cost nothing.
So that's why you play 10 mil. And also, if anybody is listening and they are interested in that game, that is literally the only change.
Yeah.
So you just take centimetres instead of inches, and that's it.
Yeah.
Play the game.
And we've done a unit is 3 Warmaster bases.
What I might do is there's a guy done a cheat sheet called Nathaniel.
Uh-huh.
Is it Nathaniel? Nathaniel?
Nat.
I don't think I know him that well.
Yeah.
But in true kind of older man gaming fashion, the book is pretty badly written.
Oh god, it's terrible. Yeah,
so I was playing with my Highlanders and I was looking at the price and I'm like, fucking hell, these are expensive.
Yeah.
And then earlier in the book it says that all English infantry have loads of inbuilt rules.
It's not listed in the list.
It's like, well, I've got all these rules as well.
Yeah, got loads of rules,
So I've had to do my own little cheat sheet.
Yeah, no, you do. Like this is the kind of thing where you would need to do quite a bit.
Yeah, so I think maybe if I
unit cards might be a thing,
and I might say if he'll allow me to host it on the website, so that people want that cheat sheet,
they can
go and get it because it was very very.
No, and he's good at what he's done. He's done it for a few systems, like yeah, he's done cheat sheets for stuff. Yeah,
I mean, I say cheat sheet, it isn't one page.
No, I wrote my own cheat sheet to include for the Blood Bowl like league I was in. To include all the random, make sure I didn't forget all the random things that you can do.
Right.
Like, use an illegal ball, like.
Illegal ball?
Yeah, mate, you can do anything.
Bring a second ball.
No, I'm specialising in taking an exploding ball.
Right.
So I would kick a ball which is just packed with dynamite and be like, there you go.
Catch that, Wilhelm.
Be like, ah. Yeah, and then, but it's a variable fuse. So it's like working out when do I need to explode. Make sure the ref didn't see me when I kicked that. Yeah,
Brilliant. Okay, so we're gonna have to wrap it up.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to talk about your scenario pack next time.
Yeah. So I mean, like, it's evolving. What was Winter Roller 2021? Taking the best bits of it, putting a lot more new stuff.
A lot
into
more
it.
New stuff in.
And I was really quite. I was like, yeah, it's gonna be good.
Well, save it for next time because it was good.
But we can use that for a lot of game systems. Like, so for example, Black Powder, you can use that straight away. Like, it gives you scenarios. Yeah.
Yes. That's a fair point that it isn't tied to the Warmaster system in that respect.
No.
And if you want some scenarios to use with any game system, you could probably port this in.
Yeah, and it's a style.
Winter Roller goes multi system.
It's a style of doing scenarios with a condition. So you have a roller scenario, you roll a condition.
Right.
And that will give you 36 different possibilities.
Very
interesting.
Okay. Perfect. Right. So if you need to get a hold of us, you can try and holler at Paul on Facebook.
Yeah.
He's everybody's friend on Facebook. You can find him. Paul Winter in the Warmaster GW group.
Yep.
If you need me, good luck on Facebook. You can get us at warmaster.podcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
And where is the back catalogue now, Paul? Because it's not on Podbean anymore.
Well, I don't know. Where have you put it?
Well, it's on blackgateminiatures.com.
Oh, yeah.
So you'll have the latest. I think we got half a gig of storage for free.
Yeah.
So on Podbean, there'll be half a gig's worth or 500 minutes worth of recording.
Yep.
And then if you want anything older than that, and there are 163 episodes in total, you can find them all in blackgateministries.com, because I have to pay for that website to exist, so yep. Why not use it for more than one purpose?
Yeah, cool, perfect.
Because it's free, so.
Yeah.
Well, it's free because I've already paid for it. So.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. So this was episode 163, not 63. That would be years ago.
Yeah, my sweet summer child.
Before Paul had kids, maybe.
Yeah, 63.
That's how long that was ago.
Yeah.
And we'll get to you next time. So hopefully we'll do a few more of these in person, 1 hour.
Yeah.
Stages.
Yeah. Cool. No. Thanks.
Good night.
Bye.
Would you like to know more?